Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Perez. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Lum. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rurik Harrison. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rurik Harrison. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Hooten moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rurik Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez bunts towards the mound. Hooten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-1 in the game. Lum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Evans moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Lum moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Lum scores. Garr moves to second. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison spins and fires to second, with Perez covering, and Cardenal is picked off. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0-for-1 in the game. Bork hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garr. Bork reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into Lum, who tags Hundley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bork moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rurik Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooten bunts towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Tom House now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to third. Gar moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bourque hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Brown pinch hits for Tom House. Oscar Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bourque scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Monday fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Monday. Perez moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perez tags and scores. One out. It's 7-4, Cubs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Jack Aker now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Baker steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-3 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Baker scores. Oates moves to second. It's Braves, 7, Cubs, 7. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oates scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Braves. Chuck Goggin pinch runs for Dick Dietz. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Niekro now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lum scoops it up and throws to first, with Niekro covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. 2 outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Lum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley strikes out. Oates drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hundley out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive towards first. Lum reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jack Aker. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monday bunts towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Cleo James pinch runs for Glenn Beckert. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to third. James moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.